A Savior Who Rules Me in Righteousness, a devotion for Palm Sunday. The prophet Zechariah says in chapter 9, verse 9, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." It's tradition. Hundreds of thousands gather when a professional team wins their sports championship. They gather for a parade so that the crowds of adoring fans can hail their victorious team. On Palm Sunday, the gospel writers tell us about a kind of victory parade. Only in this case, the crowds were not celebrating a past victory, but anticipating one to come. Jesus was riding into Jerusalem, and the crowds were convinced that he was the Messiah, the anointed son of David, who would redeem the people of Israel and set them free from their enemies. In the minds of many of them that day, that enemy was the Roman Empire, and the redemption was casting off the Romans' iron rule and restoring the kingdom of Israel. In not too many days, many in the crowd would be disappointed. Jesus' enemies among the Jewish leaders would arrest him, and those Romans he was supposed to conquer would put him to an ignominious death on a cross. What went wrong? Were the crowds mistaken in identifying Jesus as the Messiah who would bring redemption? Not at all. Centuries earlier, Zechariah, with a prophet's precision, pointed ahead to Jesus entering Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. And he told the people to rejoice. Their king was coming to them. Yes, he would come to them in lowliness, riding not on a royal stallion, but on a humble donkey. But all the same, he would come to them as their king. Yes, hidden in that humility was the truth that the victory belonged to Jesus. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious. Hidden beneath the shame of the cross was the glory of good news. On the cross, Jesus defeated the devil, silenced sin's charges against us, and robbed death of its sting. The mistake the crowd made was that they just weren't thinking big enough. Jesus wasn't there to free his people from a temporary earthly enemy. He was there to free them from their sin so that he could rule over them in righteousness for eternity. This Palm Sunday, join your voice to the shouts of joy. Your king has come, lowly and riding on a donkey, all so that you could live under him in his kingdom eternally. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, give me joy in the eternal victory you have won for me. Amen.